Succession number 20372, Reel 2.
George Fisher, Reel 2. You were just about to tell me the names of the battalions in Oudenarde.
There was the 2nd Battalion of Buffs, there was the Queens, there was the Royal West Kents. Well, the whole of the 44th Division was up there, actually. But not for long. They all had to get out.
Do you think that you inflicted many casualties there on the Germans?
Not there, no. No, we couldn't. We didn't have no ammunition, you know. We was getting no supplies at all up.
So what was morale like?
Oh, pretty good, I mean, under circumstances. I mean, now, I went out and scrounged the bleeding chicken and the rabbit and that, and we made a stew. We've got plenty of vegetables out there, you know. And I made a stew, and they all got in on that. But that's the way you had to do it. You had to get in on whatever you could find.
Where did you get the rabbit and the chicken from?
Oh, the farm. Well, the rabbit was a wild one. But the chicken, that was walking about there, doing nothing. So we oceaned him up.
How did you catch the rabbit?
Oh, we caught it with a net. Just threw a net over it. And then slushed it like that. See, held out by his back legs like that. Dead. Because I used to be a butcher, see. I was in a butcher's just before I went in the army anyway. And I know all about cleaning them and that, so no problem.
Do you remember any of the sergeants or officers who were in charge?
No, I forget them all.
And then from Oudenarde you started trekking through France?
Yeah, started coming right through France. But it wasn't a lot of action. It was we stayed for rear guard, but they were moved back all the time because there was tanks and everything there, and we didn't have them. I mean, when we left here, there was confiscating vans and cars and things off the road here, confiscating them, because we didn't have nothing. And we'll be like it again. We'll be like it again.
Did you see anything of refugees on the roads?
Oh yeah, plenty of them coming back. There was lines of them on the road. But we was more in the fields. We were more in the fields. We see them coming back, like, you know. But I think Jerry was more after them than us. He was bombing them as much as us.
And when you were at the beaches at Dunkirk, did you think you were going to escape or that you were going to be captured?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, you were so tired that you didn't worry. I mean, there weren't, I mean, with all the stuff that was coming down there, no one panicked. They were too tired to panic. And there were still people ready to help you. You know, you blokes in the same position as you are. But that's the way it was.
Were you with other buffs on the beach?
No, I was on that boat. I was the only buff on that boat. Everybody was all in disarray. It was just like coming out of a football match when they went through on that beach.
And you said once you got back to England, you went through Croydon, and then you went to Wales, did you say?
No.
To Oxfordshire?
No, Oxfordshire, yeah. Port Medicamp.
What happened to you once you got to Oxfordshire?
Well, when we went there, they finally sorted us out for a bit of clothing and one thing and another. Then they sent us back to, I went back to Canterbury then. That was where our barracks was. And, what happened after that? Anyhow, oh, yeah, they sent us up with a wash to put in these pillboxes. We had to reinforce all the coast, you know. And we was doing the pillboxes. When the pillboxes were finished, we had all the transport to do. So I finished up down at Leverhead in a big big house there. And we was taking, as the transport come through to the coast, we were taking them in for the night and feeding them and that. And I was a cook there for a while, and just to keep them happy, like, you know.
Which battalion were you with by now?
Well, I went with no, well, I still would buff scene, but the thing was, I still would have buff scene, but I'd been put down there by the buffs to serve them their food. And then, while I was doing that, they put me in the military police. So I was more or less in the military police when I was there. But I was only in the military police for about a year, that's all.
Doing what kind of work with the MPs?
Yeah, it's escorting the traffic through. On motorbikes, you know.
Did you go back to the buffs?
Oh, yeah. No. From the MPs, I went in the Royal Artillery, because this is when they started building all the units up, because the units was all smashed up, and they put me in the artillery then, and that's where I remained until the end of the war.
Did you stay in England?
Oh, no, I went out on the invasion. Went out on invasion. I got wounded in Nijmegen in Holland.
How did that happen?
Well, our gun blew up, or I was a direct hit, one of the two, and I lost half my leg, see, so. But there again, comes to us all.
Which artillery unit were you with at Nijmegen?
9th Medium. And Maurice Denham, you know the actor. Maurice Denham, the actor, was my battery captain, and I was his battery storeman.
Where did you get the medical treatment after you were wounded?
Oh, I got that. I got down to the command post. They done the treatment, and then they, of course, the ambulance come up. Then I was first operated on in, I'm not sure, at Antwerp or somewhere, I'm not sure. But anyhow, that's where I was first tidied up. And next thing I knew, I was in bed and that had been blood pumped into me. And then I got flown home, and that was my finish in the war.
What was Maurice Denham like?
Very good fella. Very nice fella. You ever met him?
No.
No, he's a nice fella.
How do you feel now about having served in the Second World War?
Oh, no, I don't hold no grievance. I don't hold no grievance on it. No, I mean, I joined it, and I, just like I was in the Scouts, you know, I mean, you join these things, you've got to put up with them.
Have you had any after effects?
Oh yeah, well, I've had bits of bone took out and bits of shrapnel out of my leg. So yeah, I lost all the side. Right down to the ankle. I lost that much femur bone in the back.
So it's your left leg?
So